One verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, but this verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. As all of you know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has not written any books upon his teachings except Sikhyashtakam. আরে ওখানে যেন কেউ কথা না বলে, সিকিউরিটি ওখানে কেউ কথা বলতে পারবে না। তো বাট হি হাজ বাই ডিসকশন উইথ ডিফারেন্ট পার্সোনালিটিজ দি ফাইভ মোস্ট ইম্পর্টেন্ট ডিসকশন টুক প্লেস ইজ বিটুইন চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, শ্রীল রূপ গোস্বামী, চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু সনাতন গোস্বামী, চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু রায় রামানন্দ, চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু প্রকাশানন্দ সরস্বতী অ্যান্ড চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইতি সার্বভৌম ভট্টাচার্য। সো থ্রু ইজ ডিসকশন উইথ দিস পার্সোনালিটিজ মহাপ্রভু হাজ গিভেন এ ভেরি রেভলিউশনারি টিচিংস টু দি পিপল অফ দিস আর্থলি প্ল্যানেট। Through his teachings, he has described from A to Z about dharma, some concept of dharma which was never revealed before. Chira adatata nijagupta bitam suprema nama mritamattutaram. Being very merciful, he has revealed very confidential subject matter about the highest dharma. Same time, he has described a very simple subject matters also. So today, we'll read one verse that has been quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita when Mahaprabhu instructing to Sanatan Goswami. So, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he has inserted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam to explain that how the living entity forgets Krishna. Krishna bhuli jai jib anadi bahirmukh ateva mayatare de sansarade duk. How the living entity forgets Krishna and suffers in this material world, and from time immemorial কভু স্বর্গে উঠায় কভু নরকে ডুবায় দণ্ড জনে রাজা জেন নদীতে চুবায়। সমটাইমস হি গোস টু হায়ার প্ল্যানেটারি সিস্টেম, সমটাইমস লোয়ার প্ল্যানেটারি সিস্টেমস। জাস্ট লাইক ইন প্রিভিয়াস টাইম দি কিংস দে উড পানিশ দি ক্রিমিনালস বাই ড্রাউনিং দেম ইন টু দি রিভার এন্ড দেন ব্রিঙ্গিং দেম আপ লাইক দ্যাট। সো ইন দিস রিগার্ড in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one verse has been quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 2, text number 37. So we'll read that verse, translation and purport. Then we'll enter into the discussion of the subject matter. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। भयं द्वितीय अभिनिवेशतस्यात् ईशापतस्य विपर्यय स्मृतिः तत् माया अतो बुद्ध आभजते तां ভক্তা একয়া ঈশম গুরু দেবতাত্মা ভয়ম দ্বিতীয় অভিনিবেশতস্য ঈশাৎ অপসত্যস্য বিপর্যয় স্মৃতঃ তত মায়া যতো বুধ আভজত তং ভক্তা একয়া ঈশম গুরু দেবতাত্মা। one Prabhu and one Mataji. Or one Maharaj, one Mataji. Vayam Dvitiya Vinivesatasya Prasada Pratasya Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When the living entity is attracted by the material energy which is separate from Krishna, he is overpowered by fear. Because he is separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the material energy, his conception of life is reversed. In other words, instead of being the eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes Krishna's competitor. This is called Viparjaya Asmrita. To nullify this mistake, one who is actually learned and advanced worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his spiritual master, worshipful deity and source of life. He thus worships the Lord by the process of unalloyed devotional service, purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 2, Text 37. It is an instruction given by Kabi Rishi, one of the nine saintly personalities called the nine Yogendras. When Vasudeva Krishna's father asked Devarsi Narad in Dwaraka about devotional service, it was mentioned that previously King Nimi, who was the king of Videha, was instructed by nine Yogendras. When Sri Narada Muni discoursed on Bhagavata Dharma, devotional service, he indicated how a conditioned soul can be liberated by engaging in the loving transcendental service of the Lord. The Lord is the super soul, spiritual master, and worshipable deity of all conditioned souls. Not only is Krishna the supreme worshipable deity for all living entities, but he is also Guru or Chaitya Guru, the super soul who always gives the living entity good counsel. Unfortunately, the living entity neglects the Supreme Person's instructions. He thus identifies with the material energy and is consequently overpowered by a kind of fear resulting from accepting himself as the material body and considering paraphernalia related to the material body to be his property. All types of fruitive results actually come from the spirit soul, but because he has forgotten his real duty, he is embarrassed by many material consequences such as fear and attachment. The only remedy is to revert to the service of the Lord and thus be saved from material nature's unwanted harassment. End of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So this verse explains very nicely what happens to the living entity when he forgets Krishna, then how he'll go back to Krishna. Bhayam dityo abhinivesata syat. The fear arises from dityo abhinivesa, when the living entity contemplates upon the secondary objects on upon his body or identify himself with the body, forgetting Krishna. Isa apatasya. Isa means Ishwara Bhagavan, opposition turns his face away from Bhagavan, then viparjaya asmritaha. This asmritaha, forgetfulness of his relationship with Krishna, puts him into a very precarious situation. This is how the living entity comes to this material world. And how that happens? Tat mayaya. That happens because of maya shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why Buddha abhajate tam. Those that are very intelligent, they worship him, bhaktya ekaya isam guru devatatma. So in this way, they worship Supreme Personality of Godhead as the spiritual master, worshipful deity and source of life. So in this verse, describes how maya acts upon the living entity. And prior to this verse, it has been stated very clearly. You see, though there is controversy whether living entity came from spiritual world or they are here, but it is sure, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has stated, Ainanda tanuja kinkarang mang patitang visame bhavam buddho. Patitang visame bhavam buddho. We have fallen into this material existence, whether it is from Vaikuntha Golok Vrindavan spiritual kingdom, or it is from the border of spiritual and material world, or it could be understood from spiritual consciousness to material consciousness. In any case, we are fallen to this material world or material consciousness. And the cause of this fall down has been explained. Krishna bhuli jai ji bhagavan cha kare nikatastha mayatare jhapatiya dhare. When the living entities, they forget Krishna, they develop desire to enjoy separately from Krishna, so maya catches. That's why Bhagavad Gita explaining that two kinds of living entities as khyara and akshara. Khyara living entities that prone to fall down, so they develop this desire, thinking that I will go enjoy separately from Krishna, and though Krishna forbids him, but still he wants to come. And Prabhupada is saying, Krishna is the greatest friend of the living entity. Just like a friend always likes to fulfill the desire of his friend, then Krishna reluctantly, he wants to fulfill this desire of this living entity, and living entity comes to this material world, thinking that I'll enjoy more in this material world. But what exactly happens when living entity comes to this material world? Living entity does not enjoy the dukkhalam asvasatam, the place of suffering. Punarapi janamam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare sayanam. Adi Shankaracharya has stated, the living entity has to go through the cycle of birth and death, janma mritya jarabhyadi dukkha dosana darshanam. So that's why this material cosmic manifestation is regarded as, or named as, dukkhalayam, the place of suffering. Sansar karagara, the material world, a prison house of material existence, sansara karagara. Bhava sagara, the ocean of material existence. Bhava kupa, the dark oil of material existence. Bhava atabi, the tree of material existence. Sansara davanala, the forest fire of material existence. So many of the scriptures describing the precarious, miserable situation of this material existence. But interesting thing is, living entities, when they come to this material platform, under the suffering, if they are suffering here, then why we don't want to go back to Godhead? What makes us not to desire to go back to Godhead? That is very interesting part, that maya rolls in our life. You see, you set fire to a big building, fire building is burning. And you take 10, 20 people and throw into that fire, into that house. What they will do immediately? What they will try for? To run away. You don't have to go and give them class, seminar, PowerPoint presentation, please run away, run away. You don't have to give that, automatically run away. But why that happens to us? Why don't we try to run away from here? What makes us to stick? No, no, let me stay here. Ah, so nice, let me stay here. I'm burning in the fire. What makes us that to happen? So this Maya has been described in our Vedic literature very elaborately. How the mechanism of Maya is very interesting. Like Prabhupada also described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when a living entity develops desire to enjoy separately from Krishna, it comes to this material world. But if he would recognize his suffering, he would go back, he would desire to go back immediately. But a kind of Maya acts upon him. So as all of you are very acquainted with this word Maya. I remember before I joined ISKCON, India, as Indians we know Maya. Maya is very common, Maya. But when I joined ISKCON as a new bhakta, book distributors, that time this Maya word was very famous. For new bhakta in charge, sankirtan in charge, anything you do wrong, oh Prabhu, you are in Maya Prabhu. You don't get up from Mangalartha Prabhu, you are in Maya Prabhu. You don't have to go to book distribution, you are in Maya Prabhu. Sometimes you would hear a day more Maya than Krishna. But what is this Maya? We have a common concept of Maya, it's an illusion. But Maya has different meanings. Our Acharya is describing the Maya. The common meaning of Maya in general is energy. That is Shakti, Maya. Maya means Ichha, the desire. Maya refers to Swarup Shakti, the internal potency of Krishna. Maya also refers to Pratarana, the cheating. Cheating means Maya. Then another meaning of Maya is Kripa also, the mercy. Maya means we think ignorance. But Maya means also knowledge, Jnana. Maya means dambha, decide. Maya means also intelligence, knowledge and intelligence. So in this way, Maya has different meaning. Maya means ignorance and Maya means intelligence. Maya means knowledge. Maya means mercy. As Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying, that Nahang Prakasa Sarvasa Yoga Maya Samabritam. Maya. Aja apisan abhayatma bhutanang ishwara apisan prakritin swang adhishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. This atma mayaya, and our acharyas, each and every acharya is giving so elaborate explanation upon this one word on maya. Ramanujacharya, Jiva Goswami, Vishnadeva, maya, and they're explaining how sambhavami atma mayaya. He is incarnating into this material world, earthly planet, Atma Maya. So to be merciful upon the living entity, so Maya word has been described very nicely in that verse. So as we know, Maya, the energy, Maya, the divine energy of the Supreme. Maya, the two kinds of Maya all of you know. One is Yoga Maya, and another is Mahamaya. Yoga Maya, which is known as Swarup Shakti, which is there within Krishna. Swarup Shakti, internal potency, or Chit Shakti, like this is called Swarup Shakti, or Antaranga Shakti, that is Swarup Shakti, or Yoga Maya, which has three components, Ladini, Sandhini, and Samit. So that section I am not going to discuss today. I will discuss the other aspect of Maya. As Maya, whether Yogamaya or Mahamaya, the two sides of one coin, and Prabhupada is saying, just like electricity, the one energy and used for two purposes, gives heat and gives cold also. So we'll focus on Mahamaya specially. So Maya divided Yogamaya and Mahamaya. This Mahamaya works upon these living entities. And Mahamaya divided in two persons, the Jiva Maya and Guna Maya. I'll describe to you what is the Jiva Maya and Guna Maya and how so cooperatively they work with each other, so that the existence of the conditioned soul will continue in this cosmic manifestation. So Jiva Maya, so Jiva Maya is there within the living entities, and the Jiva Maya works in two different ways, called as Abharanatmika Maya and Prakshepatmika Maya. I am explaining these things to you so that it will be clear to you how living entity comes to this material platform, how it gets entrapped in this material world, and how it becomes impossible. Daiviyasa gunamai mama maya duratva. Impossible. What makes it impossible for living entity to get out of this precarious situation? So this Abharanatmika Maya and Prakshepatmika Maya. And Prabhupada explaining Abharanatmika Maya, what it does, as soon as living entity develops the desire to enjoy separately from Krishna, Abharanatmika means covers. The Abharanatmika Maya covers the intelligence of the living entity. As a result, living entity completely forgets his relationship with Krishna, completely forgets his constitutional position. So that is the business of Abharanatmika Maya. It does not let living entity to understand his relationship with Krishna, that disconnects from Krishna. So when Abharanatmika Maya disconnects living entity from Krishna, then this Prakshepatmika Maya acts upon him. Prakshepatmika Maya, he diverts his attention. Prakshepatmika Maya helps diverting the attention of the living entity from Krishna to the material objects. As this verse has described, bhayam ditya abhinivesatasya, that fear arises when one contemplates upon the secondary objects. So this Prakshepatmika Shakti has been described like this. While the Abharanatmika potency covers knowledge, the Prakshepatmika potency fills the conditioned living entity with misconception. What is that misconception? We'll discuss. Because of this Prakshepatmika Maya, the illusion jeev mistakenly thinks the material body to be the self. This creates a desire for sense gratification and diverts the desires of conditioned living entity towards material object meant for enjoyment. So these two energies of Krishna are very important, Abharanatmika and Prakshepatmika. And easy to understand, Abharanatmika means it covers the intelligence or knowledge, covers the understanding. That Abharanatmika Maya from within the soul covers the conditioned living entities, Swarup Gyan, or its knowledge about its constitutional position. This Abharanatmika potency does not allow the Jiva to know constitutionally it is spiritual, not material. So one helps to forget Krishna and another helps to connect to material world. So this is how these two energy belongs to Jiva Maya, they work. So as I had explained to you, Maya divided into Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. Mahamaya divided into Jiva Maya and Guna Maya. Jiva Maya divided into Abharanatmika Shakti and Prakshepatmika Shakti. And what is the Guna Maya? Guna Maya is Trigunatmika Maya. Daivihi esa Gunamai. The Trigunatmika Maya. This Guna Maya has a very bigger role then the creation of this cosmic manifestation, this material world, the guna maya, in the Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita, this creation has been described so elaborately, how maya, divine maya and prakriti or pradhan, sukma prakriti, ahankara tattva, all these things have been described very nicely in first canto and second canto. But briefly, this guna maya, the sattva guna, raja guna, tama guna, that helps in creation, that is one function. And another function is, this trigunatmika maya is responsible for giving the living entity a particular type of apparent pleasure, which keeps the living entities understanding, oh, I am enjoying, irrespective of what is eating, how is living, does not matter. But he feels, I am enjoying. Just like gives a pleasure, Trigunatmika Maya gives a pleasure to living entities. So what is enjoyable and what is sufferings? The very relative subject matter. What is good, what is bad? Something you like to eat, you like very much to eat, I may not like. Always I give this example, the American people, they like to eat salad, bread and all these things. You give to Bengali boys, they'll cry, what are all these things? I remember when I went in 81 with my Guru Maharaj world tour, first time I went out of India, that time we did not have so many Indian devotees in Western countries, all pure Europeans and Americans, only white. Now so many Indians are there. And for 4-5 days they're giving me only bread and the salad. What the grass they're eating? I never ate salad before. So grass, so I could not tolerate that. So among the human beings, the likings are different. But Americans like Indians, they don't like. But South Indians like the Bengali, they don't like. A pig, what a pig would like to eat? Nice fresh stool, morning stool, nice breakfast. A pig, you give a nice banana dipped with honey, he'll smell, turn his face away, run away. Where this concept comes from? I give this example. In Rangoon, Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada had a Gaudiya Math. During festival days, they would cook different kinds of food stuffs from ghee. They would fry puri with the ghee. The smell, nice sweet smell would come, and all the villagers would become very angry. What the sadhus are cooking, this bad smell we cannot tolerate. They come with lathi to fight with the devotees. Ghee smell they cannot tolerate. But what they like, you know? Every village, they have a big stone pot. So throughout the year, all the animals, dog, cat, jackal, they will die. They will preserve in that. And they will be all rotting juice coming from their body. Then one day, big festival, they will come with pot and equally they will divide. Ah, so nice smell. So this is Trigunatmika Maya. Does not matter. What you are eating, what you are doing, gives always the impression, oh, you are enjoying. All these mayas, they act very, very cooperatively, that you will not feel to get out of this place. Another example given by Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Yeah, maya has different way to keep us here. There's one beggar. The beggar was very hungry, So he was getting very stomach pain. So sometimes you get stomach pain, then we push our stomach with a pillow or something, then you get a little relief from stomach pain. So this beggar went to a temple, there's a pillar. So he pressed his belly to the pillar and standing like this. No? So his pain is reduced. So people are passing by. So he asked one Mataji, he's asking everybody, I'm very hungry, give me something to eat. So one Mataji was a little compassion happening. So Mataji was just returning from temple, offering some pup rice, So Mataji said, okay, you take this pup rice and eat. But this man is holding this pillar like this. Because he's getting relief from his stomach pain, so he doesn't want to release the pillar. Mata is saying, you take this papyrus seed. No. If I release this pillar, I'll get a pen. So you're holding this. Then how will you eat? And man says, please give me papyrus here. Say, put papyrus here. Now how will you eat? Pillar is there. And if you give his hands like this, all papyrus will fall down. He's stuck now. So we are like that. Because he did not want that little relief he is getting. By pressing his belly into pillar, he doesn't want to get out of that little relief. So this material world is designed in such a way, we are constantly suffering. But Maya has arranged to give us some relief. As Prabhupada is saying, material world, there is no sukha, there is no happiness. There is reductions of suffering. Reductions of suffering is material pleasure. And absence of suffering is Brahmananda. Neither when we are in this material world, nor we are liberated. None of these things gives us real pleasure. The both misconception. The material world, when we are conditioned, we are thinking the reductions of suffering as happiness. When we get liberation, there we think the absence of suffering is happiness. Both way we are fooled. So this is how this material world, we get confused. We think asatyar satyakare mani. What is not truth? We think what is truth. Anitya nitya mani. It's temporary, we think permanent. Anatma atma buddhi. But it's dead body, we think this is our real swarup. So in this way, the Maya gives fast. First things Maya Peters gives us some relief and makes us think, oh, this is the goal of my life. And second, we also, Maya always gives us hope. Oh, we are just about to enjoy. Just about to enjoy. The great example given by Srila Prabhupada. The donkey ass, very lazy, doesn't want to walk. The washerman has to make him to work. Put a bundle of cloth, beat him. He will not move 1 inch. Then what the washerman will do? Put a stick and a bunch of green grass, 1 foot away. Then ass will say, wow, so beautiful grass. I go 1 foot, I'll get it. He will walk 1 foot forward. Then what will happen? The grass will go 1 foot. So in this way, whole day, he's looking at that, oh, I'll get it. Whole day, Maya, same way, and Prabhupada saying, and whole day will work like donkey, he is donkey. In the meantime, he will go to see us for sense gratification, and see us will kick on his face. Oh, so nice, let me enjoy. So Maya is dealing with us like that. And our Acharya is saying, Jada vidya jato mayara vaibhava tomar bhajane badha anitya sansare mohajan maya. Jeep ke korai gadha. Gadha means us. Gives a false attachment to this material world and makes us all gadha. Makes turns us. This is hope that you'll be happy. And also, there are many examples like this. Just like all of you must have heard that man who was walking through the dark forest fell into a very deep well. Then he just hold something in between to protect himself and thinking, oh, I saved now. Holding to some rope or grass. Then he's thinking to escape. Upward saw a big tiger sitting there to eat him. No, I should not go upwards. Look, I should go bottom and hide myself. So he looked downwards. What was there? Big python was there. So, no, I don't go upwards, don't go downwards. This is my safest place. I hold it and hang here. So he's holding, and after some time he found two rats are cutting. Tuk, white rat and one black rat. Black mouse, white mouse, they're cutting. So this is the situation of a bhavakupa. We are fallen to the bhavakupa. Upwards, liberation, tiger is sitting there. Downwards, callous approach, death is sitting there. And the ayu, the lifespan that we are hanging, holding that, every day and night passing means black rat and white rat, day and night, they're making our lifespan thinner and thinner and thinner. Anytime we'll get into the mouth of this snake. But what happened to this man? Huh? Yes, the beehive on the top. Beehive on the top. Something fell on his head. So what is falling? He put his face, one drop of honey fell in his mouth. Wow, very tasty. So he's focusing on that honey beehive. How that drop will fall into his mouth. Sometimes falling into mouth, sometimes nose, like that. He's so much concentrating on that, he completely forgotten his precarious situation. Our situation is like this. We're so much contemplating on this drop of honey, that we're completely forgetting. Punarapi janamam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathare sayanam. Janma mrittu, jarabhyadi, dukkha, dosana, dosanam. Oh, no problem. I'm enjoying the honey now. This is another how Maya works. So these are the different way Maya is working upon us. Now time also finished. So before I end my class, Maya is working upon all of us. It's nothing surprising. But what about the great personalities, Muni Rishis? Maya also work upon them. They're all great saintly personalities. How? Abrahma stambha parjanta sarva jagat mayamayam. Starting from a blade of grass, all the way up to Brahma, Abrahma stambha parjanta sarva jagat mayamayam. How Maya influences everybody. How Maya so interestingly acts in this material world, so wonderfully. Shastra says, if you understand how wonderful is the external energy of Krishna, then try to understand how wonderful it will not be the internal potency of Krishna. His Swarup Shakti will be. How Vaichitramaya, variegated will be there. So the last thing I will tell you to make understand, there is one, how the philosophical Maya works. And our acharyas have described in a very practical way how Maya works upon each and every living entity through the examples. So one day, Vyasadev was giving dictation. And Jaimini, one of the Vyasadeva's foremost disciples, he was writing. At one time, Vyasadeva said that Munerapi Mati Brahma, the Maya is so powerful, even if great central personalities, they will be bewildered. Then Jaimini Rishi stopped writing. Said, Gurudev, how is it possible? We are all Muni Rishis. We know everything, the truth. How Maya can attack us? Vyasadeva said, I tell you, just write it, whatever I say. Then Jaimini said, how can I write? I don't accept. We are all great saintly personalities. We know Maya, we know Bhagavan, we know the truth. How we'll get into Maya also? Then whatever Vyasadeva tried to convince, he did not want to write. Vyasadeva said, okay, you pack the book today, tomorrow you come, we'll write. Then Jaimini Rishi went back to his ashram. And night time, heavy storm, rain, lightning, Jaimini was sleeping. And she could hear somebody shouting, screaming, save me, save me, save me, protect me. Who is this in midnight, dark night? So Jaimini Rishi, he opened the window of his cottage. And when opened the dark night, when he opened the window, exactly that time the lightning came, lightning, like this, lightning. So Jaimini saw, that lightning, Jaimini saw, very beautiful lady, very helplessly shouting, screaming, help me, help me. And Jaimini opened the door. So, okay, what you want? This dark night, lightning, I want some shelter. Okay, no problem. You stay tonight in my ashram. Tomorrow morning, you go back. Jaimini gave a room to her. Said, you lock this door from inside. Never open this door. If anyone calls, anybody calls, don't open. Even if I call, don't open also this door. You stay there. When sun rises, you get out of this place. This lady said, okay, thank you very much for giving me shelter. Lady went to sleep. Jaimini went to his bed. But Jaimini could not sleep. Why he could not sleep, you know? That once for one movement he saw during the lightning, the form of that lady always coming to his mind. So many days he's trying to sleep, he could not sleep. And finally, he came to this lady's room, knocking at his door. Open the door. The lady is not opening, banging, open the door. Lady saying, no, Jamini Muni has told me not to open the door. Then Jamini Rishi said, "Are, I am Jamini, you open the door." The lady saying, Jamini Rishi said, even if I call you, you don't open the door. So he became more impatient, banging, no, open the door. Finally, this lady opened the door. So what do you want? Jamini Rishi said, if you don't mind, I want to marry you. The lady said, oh, I am so fortunate. I'll become wife of a great saintly personality like you. I have no problem with that. But there is a condition. You see, I had one vow. The vow is, whoever will want to marry me, the condition is, he has to crawl like he become a horse. I have to ride on top of him. And there is a Durga temple nearby, 1 or 2 kilometers from here. So if you become horse, I'll sit on top of you. And you carry me up to the Durga temple, then you can marry. You are eligible to marry me. Then Jamini said, oh, that's all. No problem. Then immediately he became horse. And this fat lady sat upon him. Dark night. And then Jamini said, becoming like a horse crawling. So much stone, so much spines. So Jamini said, could not recognize any pain out of it. And the top is sitting Mayadevi, you know, deriving so much pleasure. And just wait up to that moment. When that moment will come, I'll reach that Durga temple. Somehow or other, carrying, he met to reach that Durga temple. And by that time, it was darkness has almost removed. You can see a little bit. So Jamini Rishi managed to reach Durga temple. So he's very happy. Oh, I have made it now. Now she's my wife. She'll marry me. Very blissful mood. She got down from his back. And Jamini Rishi stood up. Oh, I made it. And Jamini Rishi immediately went to embrace her. So while he went to embrace her, Jamini Rishi was very surprised to see that the lady has a big beard on his face. So he said, how she has beard now? So by that time it was more clear. Then Jamini Rishi saw there was a Vyasadev, not any lady. So he was very embarrassed. So Vyasadev made all these things. You don't want to write that even if Muni Rishi will be bewildered, don't want to write. Then he felt very ashamed. Then Vyasadev smiled and patted on his back. So Jamin, are you ready now to write that line I told you to write? I said, I did not write. Yes, my dear Guru Maharaj, now I will write. So, this is the Maya's influence. Goes from the blood of grass all the way up to Brahma. We cannot escape from this. So there are so many different aspects of Maya. But I don't want to delay you, your prasadam, and keep you in Maya. But very interesting. But 3 years before, I gave some class in Maya, by which time I did not know everything I presented to you now. I gave some things Maya. That time, I was thinking to write a book on Maya. So after 3 years, finally this Maya book has come up, released. So this is an interesting book. You see, I have written few more other books, but this is the only book that I am reading again after writing. Because when I wrote, I did not understand what I am writing. After publishing, now I am reading to understand what it is. So what it is. So this is the interesting book just published. Any of you want, it will be available on this festival booth. You can take this book. Now I am sure when I read the book, I should be truthful to you, I develop more faith on Krishna. I think he is acting in such a systematic way. It's not some bogus things. It cannot be some bogus things like this. And how the whole mechanic works behind this whole creation things, and how he keeps people, and how the living entities get delivered. Tat maya ato buddha avajjate tang tat maya. It happens by the supreme energy, the different aspects of maya that we can understand. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He came us to deliver us from this entanglement of this material existence. So he came to this special abode. What is this place name? Mayapur. When I was in my previous ashram, I was planning to join ISKCON, come to Mayapur. So I was reading Prabhupada's books. One day my mother told me, why you want to go to Mayapur? It's Maya, don't go there. Since then I was thinking, so why this name is given Mayapur? Okay, we have heard this Yoga Mayapur, but why not Yoga Mayapur then? Why only Mayapur? And when I was writing this Navadvipa Parikrama book, then I found, when Parvati Devi met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Srimanta Deep and Mahaprabhu appeared and she started to cry. Mahaprabhu said, why are you crying? You should be happy. She said, I'm crying because you are coming and everybody will get Krishna Prem except me. Why? You will not get? Because everybody is saying, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhaka Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. You are like, son, I am darkness, wherever you, I can't be there. So how you get your blessings? Then Chaitanya gave a whole explanation how your expansion of Radharani, you are acting, serving me as Purnamasi. Here also you will serve me as Proudhamaya. You will stay here in Navadvipa Dham as Proudhamaya and as Srimantini. And what will be your service to me here? You will do your act as Maya also. But those are Pasandis, non-believers, Vaishnav offenders. You make sure the glories of my Dham will not be manifested to him. Naham Prakasa Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samabrita. So that aspect of my Maya Shakti you will do here. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us a chance if you surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna through Sadhu Guru Vaishnav. So definitely we'll go back to Godhead and get Krishna Prem. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Samabhata Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaura Pramanande Hari Hari. So this book will be available, this table or any table, you can collect this book. Thank you so much.